Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. I'm here tonight on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. I'm excited to share another special offer with you tonight, and I have another great guest lined up for tonight's show. You're not going to want to miss it. Body image expert Laura Fenimore is here with us. I am so excited to have her here, and I'm going to be introducing her right after our first break. Now, to me, a holistic entrepreneur is really more a mindset. You know, you see the person that you're working with as a whole. You come from that heart-centered place in your work. Looking at the wholeness of a person as you do business is really more a philosophy. More than what you really actually do for a living or what your credentials are. So I'm hoping this is you, and that's why you've tuned in tonight. Now, it doesn't matter where you're at on the journey, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been on the path for a while. But I bet you would rather work with the right people. You know, those people who really want what you have, and you know that you can transform their lives in some way. Plus, you probably like working with people that you love working with. I know I do. So are you attracting clients that you love working with? Can they find you? I have some special gifts for you on my website at BonnieGressel.com to help you along the holistic entrepreneur journey. So you can just go there and take a look around. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. Simply my name, BonnieGressel.com. I know you're meant to do great things and to be happy and prosperous. I also want to remind you to join the community that I've started building for us on Facebook. The page is called Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio, and this is a place where we can interact. You can send me a message, or maybe you want to post a bit about yourself. Perhaps there's a challenge you're dealing with. This is a safe place where we can all interact, ask questions, give feedback to one another, because we're all on this journey together. You know, as I was thinking about tonight's guest, gosh, so many things came to mind, but I'm going to just limit it to one thing. Otherwise, we could go on for hours tonight. Laura's coming out with a new book. And, you know, that's awesome. It got me thinking about how important publishing is to the holistic entrepreneur journey. You know, we're all an expert at something, and we all have so much to share. Whether it's a life experience that we've learned from, a challenge that we overcame, or a message that we just feel called to share, your voice needs to be heard and shared with as many people as possible. Reaching people everywhere with your message can truly transform their lives. And you may not even ever meet them, not even know about it, but you've made a difference. Even if your book helps one person, you've made a difference. You've left your mark. Leaving our legacy is something that many of us want to do. And a book allows you to do that. Publishing just opens the world for you. And I think we sometimes forget about the power of that. What a better way to get your message out into the world than with a book. When I wrote my first book, it was actually after I had that really bad car accident. I suffered a severe brain injury in 2009 with a car accident that you might have heard me talk about before. But it had always been a dream of mine to speak at this international conference that I had attended for many, many years. The only year I think I missed was 2009. So in 2010, they announced that it would be their last live event. And I thought, you know, if I want to speak here, I've got just one chance. I need to quickly write a book, become an author, and get published. So I had a deadline, right? I had a really big why. I really wanted to speak at that conference. And to write and publish a book in just a few months is not something everybody does necessarily, but it can be done. I believed it could be done. You know, after surviving and recovering a severe brain injury, I kind of felt like I could do anything. Something like that happening in your life almost makes you feel invincible to a point. So I was looking at closing my physical practice down the road, and I really wanted to leave my patients, my clients, with something to pass on my information, my favorite tools and strategies. And in my practice, I was sort of known as the handout queen. I didn't like people to have to take notes, and I really wanted them to be present and engaged in our time together. I didn't want them to be distracted by having to remember everything. So consequently, I had lots of handouts to give to people. In fact, at the very first visit, everyone got a folder with a bunch of handouts, and most of my clients kept that folder and then brought it in on every visit so that I could add more handouts to it, and that way everything would be in one place. My point is, I had a lot of content, and many of us do. It just needed to be repurposed into a book. So the book I wrote is about many of the tools that I taught my patients, and I also use those myself, to recruit the self-healing ability that we all have as I recovered from that brain injury. You know, most of the people I dealt with in my practice are people who suffered. They had pain, chronic pain. Now, to me, the definition of pain is very expansive. To me, if you're not happy, you're in pain. It might be physical pain, emotional pain. It might be that you're not in the relationship you want to be in. You're not the weight that you want to be. You don't have the money that you want to have. Whatever is keeping you unhappy, to me, that's pain. And I always say, pain is pain, but suffering is optional. And that's what I helped clients do, to end the suffering and enjoy their lives. So it's the strategies and tools that I taught my clients for years and used myself, especially after the accident. To believe and have faith that you can be better, that you can get better, you can be well. I think that was the biggest thing for me after the accident, and I think it's a big thing for most people. You have to believe. You know, I often say belief is one of the best gifts that you can give yourself, because no one can do that for you. Only you can choose to believe. So many of the people I saw in my practice lacked that belief and faith. They just felt that, you know, this was their lot in life and it was the way it was to be for them. So especially after the accident, I had a real calling to help people believe in themselves, that they could do or be or have anything they wanted. There's always possibilities, and there's always another way to look at something or another way to get there. So what might seem like a dead end is really just a temporary setback. My book is currently titled Five Steps to Better Health and Happiness, Your Guide to Natural Wellness. I redid the name of the title about a year ago. But this book came after I had recorded my guided meditation audios in 2008. So I repurposed those as well. So from writing word one to publishing took 7 months, which really isn't that bad. And the end of the story is I actually did speak at that international conference in December of 2012. The kind of interesting thing is my book, when it was first released, was released 2 years to the day after our accident. I don't think that was an accident. Writing a book, publishing, really helps you grow that online presence and platform. And I know that's the same for Laura as well. She's got a bunch of pages, just like I do, on search engines that are all about her. We're going to hear more from Laura Fenningman when we come back. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And we were just talking about how important publishing is to build your platform and develop that online presence. And I think we've got a great guest tonight to talk about that because she's just coming out with another new book. Let me introduce Laura Fenimore, the body image expert. Laura's on a mission to help women around the world end the constant battle with food and their bodies and start adoring who they see in the mirror. Her approach unlocks the secret to a lifetime of great health, and she walks her students and readers through the heartfelt journey of self-love at any size and any age. For the past 12 years, Laura has worked alongside hundreds of women in her body image mastery programs, and her global OnePinky.com community has inspired thousands more to release excess pounds, reclaim their self-esteem, and live bold, beautiful lives. Everything Laura teaches has roots in her own experience. After overcoming a lifelong battle with addiction, obesity, and eating disorders, Laura released 100 pounds for good 27 years ago. This is a journey she chronicles in her part memoir, part self-help book, Skinny Fat Perfect, Love Who You See in the Mirror. She's also an author and contributor to Nothing But the Truth, So Help Me God, 51 Women Reveal the Power of Positive Female Connection. That was published in 2012. As a writer and a speaker, she's a frequent contributor to local and national media, including First for Women, Ladies Home Journal, and The Dr. Pat Show. She's been a contributor to Tiny Buddha, The Daily Love, and Positively Positive. And she holds classes and consults from her office in Marin County, California. Laura also is a board member for Impact a Village, a nonprofit dedicated to improving education and healthcare for developing nations. Now, you can learn more about Laura's programs or invite her to speak by visiting skinnyfatperfect.com. Welcome, Laura. I am so excited that you're here on the show with us tonight. So would you share with our listeners, you know, a little bit more about your journey and how you've become the Laura Fenimore you are today?
No, sure. I'm happy to. And I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm glad that you can hear me now.
Yes, I am too. I am too.
So I usually like to start anything that I'm doing off with just a little grounding, just to get people into their bodies. And often, especially now, I was just feeling a little out of my body for a moment. I was like, this is so frustrating to not be able to be heard, and it's all good. But so I like to just invite people to just, assuming that they're not in their cars, but if they are, to listen to this again later, because you'll want to hear this again anyway. Because, Bonnie, that information that you shared was amazing. I loved everything that you said and everything that you talked about. Really inspiring. And you're an inspiration. So I just want to invite people to close their eyes. Just imagine that there's a golden bubble of light around them. And this light represents healthy, protective energy. And it's just a little reminder to remind you that you are having an amazing journey in this form called the body. But there's this all this energy around you that's totally available at every moment to just tap into, that I say is like representative of truth. So this is just an invitation to pop out of the mind, be in the energy that surrounds you. And I just like to imagine this light, this protective bubble of light around me to just ground me and root me. So just breathe into that. And I like to do a little grounding before I share my story, because my story is it turned out great, but it didn't start off great. And it's little bit...
Laura, I hate to cut you off, but we have to take another break. But don't go away. Don't mute her. Don't get muted. I'm telling everyone not to mute you so that you're still there after the break and we can go into your story, because I don't want that to happen again. I'm here with, and bless you that you're still here and you haven't given up, with Laura Fenimore, Body Thank Image you. Expert, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm Bonnie Gressel. We're going to be right back, I promise.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself, or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here with Laura Fenimore, Body Image Expert. And Laura is here right now, and we can actually hear one another, which is awesome. And she was just about to get into telling us a little bit more about her story, her journey, and how she has, you know, gotten to who she is today. So, Laura, take it away.
Okay. Again, grateful to be here, and I just shared before we left that my story ends with a happy story, but it started kind of dark, and I think a lot of people can relate. I'm the youngest of eight. I was raised in Long Island, New York, and I like to tell people I came out of the womb feeling unsafe, because I came out to a very terrorizing situation, and the only way that I could deal with it from a very young age, a rageful father who was an undiagnosed mentally ill person, and a mother who was, you know, married to this kind of monster, was my mom was trying to cope with seven other children, and by the time I came along, there wasn't a lot of room or space to nurture me, or so I, like I say, I became a compulsive overeater out of the womb, and I just started eating because, like, food was it for me. It was love, it was comfort, it was everything. And I didn't know any other way to get comfort or love. And by the time I, you know, got up in my age and got older, I would say in my teens, I was intellectual enough to, like, you know, intellectualize, well, I know that I've got a problem with food, but I don't know. I don't think it'll ever go away. And B, I don't know how to control it. Like, I really can't control it. And I would try to do things like behavior modification and things that, you know, did not work for my addictive mind and for my very, very unhappy experience, especially as a child. So the food addiction turned into drug addiction, turned into alcoholism, turned into cigarette addiction, and turned into severe, severe depression. And by the time I was 24 years old, I was just you know, a fat, depressed drunk, and I hated myself, and I was suicidal. Mm. And so I had, you know, what a lot of people call like a spiritual awakening, a moment of truth. And that moment of truth came when I was very close to suicide, and I really got that if I took my life, and this was, again, just like I call it a miracle moment, if I took my life, my father, who had I had given all this power to, would, you know, just really have won. And, you know, I don't for one second see my father's life as somebody who won anything. He had a very troubled existence on this planet. But what happened for me is I had a shift of like, okay, I really want to heal, and I don't want him to win, which, again, that was old thinking. I don't think of it that way anymore. But in the moment, it kind of saved my life. My cockiness saved my life. And I got this very strong message that it's time for you to heal because your work in this world is to help other people heal. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what that meant at the time, but what it did was it started my journey, not only of healing myself, Bonnie, but, like, this is my life's work. This is my purpose. Mm-hmm. And I knew I couldn't do it until I was really, really healed with my own body. So I ended up, you know, releasing 100 pounds, but I still hated my body. I continued to abuse it with diet pills and laxatives and all kinds of crazy stuff. And you know, that wasn't working. So we know that body hatred has nothing to do with the size of our bodies at all, you know. And so my book and my work is really about, it's about really falling in love with ourselves. And I believe that when we are in alignment with who we are, in alignment with truth and with and in a place of balance, and it's a practice, and it's new, it's usually creating new habits and definitely new mindsets, our body will naturally fall where it needs to fall. There's no more struggle. There's no more have-tos. There's no more shame on me. There's no more the diet starts after the holidays. There's no more of any of that. It's about really being at peace with what is. And from that place, change can happen.
Mm-hmm.
If it's supposed to.
Yeah. You know, I find that, you know, most of the people that I've seen as patients or as clients have dealt with pain issues, some sort of pain. And you know what? It always, almost always comes back to they don't love themselves enough. You know, mm-hmm. they don't truly love themselves. You know, they'll mm-hmm. love themselves when, you know, conditional love, mm-hmm. love themselves when they lose weight or they get the job or they whatever, but they don't love themselves just like they are. And that is so true. I think that's such a huge need in our, especially this culture, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's absolutely, yeah, self-love is pretty much the root. And mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to know that, but to find it and to be in it is a
yes.
practice.
Yeah. It's not
consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not, it might be simple, but it's not easy necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think that the not easy stuff can be an adventure, like a full on adventure.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear more about your adventure and how, you know, your practice has developed and changed over the years and some of the challenges maybe that you came upon when we come back from the break. Yeah, I'd love to hear about that. I'm here with Laura Fenimore, body image expert. I'm Bonnie Gressel. We're here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back to hear more from Laura tonight.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And I'm here tonight with Laura Fenimore, body image expert. Now, Laura was just telling us about her journey and how she came to do the work that she does today. And I'd like to hear a little bit more from Laura about then what happened, you know, in terms of building the business and getting clients and helping people in that special way that you do. I know that there's lots of challenges along the way. So maybe if there's one that comes to mind for you, Laura, that was really a big challenge or a big aha moment for you, a good lesson that you could share with our listeners, that would be awesome.
Great. So life is complex, but it's also wonderful. That's just the way that I like to approach it. Being an entrepreneur is something that has always been in my soul. It's like it was a no-brainer for me. I can remember way back when knowing that I was always going to work for myself, and I just knew. I just intuitively knew this is it. Now, like you said before, Bonnie, just because I knew that, it didn't mean that it was going to be, like, necessarily easy. It wasn't until I was ready to, like, I knew I was ready for this, like, around the time I was 40, that I had healed my relationship with my body. It's like, okay, how am I going to do this now? Well, you know, I became a coach, and, okay, they don't teach you anything in coaching school about starting a business.
Right.
And I had already actually always worked for myself, though, in the different things that I had done as an independent contractor, and I own my own business, a different business. So I had some ideas, but I can honestly say that in the last 12 years since I've been in business as a coach, teaching people all over the world what I know so well, that whenever I stumble about not enough clients or it's always forces me to go deeper inside of me. That's probably not the answer people want to hear. They want to hear, you know, tell me who to call or what to do or, you know, it's like I just, you know, there's like the nuts and bolts of the business, but putting the nuts and bolts aside, I really, like, want to live what I preach, which is, it is all about me. It's always about us going deeper inside of our own truths. And if I'm choosing to work with people that are out of alignment with my values, if I'm choosing as people that help me or people that I choose as clients, it's like usually it's going to bite me in the butt in some form or another. So I really need to be honest about who's in alignment. And you know, we make a lot of decisions based on fear. And whenever that's the truth, then usually, I don't know about you, Bonnie, but it usually comes back to haunt me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That never works out. Sounds like what you're talking about is something I truly believe too, is you got to follow your intuition, that inner guidance that we all have that we don't often take the time to listen to because we're busy trying to do everything to start a business.
Well, I actually think it's worse than that. I think that we know oftentimes we hear the intuition, but we don't want to listen to it. We want to defy the intuition. It's like if I had a dime for every time I knew not to hire this person or not to take this person on as a client, and I did anyway, it's like, okay, how many times do I have to learn this lesson? You know, it's like, I hear you, universe. I hear you loud and clear. And I'm choosing, and I have to take full responsibility for it. That's like the first lesson in my course, the first chapter in my book. It's about responsibility and really owning and taking responsibility for the choices that we made, because we are adults, Bonnie. We're making choices. As entrepreneurs, as business people, we're totally a choice. So we want to, like, the fear will block the intuition, it'll block the knowingness, but really it is stopping to get clear. And you're right. Who the heck wants to take an hour to meditate? It's like, who wants that? But I know that when I really began to make that a daily practice, like really no nonsense, things did shift for me. And I always tell people that I'm not going to force anyone to meditate because I know how resistant I was to it. But I really had to start small, like 1 minute. Mm-hmm. set the clock for 1 minute, and then 2 minutes. You know, like if you master 1 minute for 30 days, then go to 2 minutes. And, you know, that's a little drastic, but you know what? If that's what it gets, it takes 30 days to change a habit. If starting at 1 minute a day is what you need to do to start, just explore and see if it makes any difference.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I had trouble when I began my meditation practice too, because I couldn't sit. I couldn't sit still, you know, but I always went for a run anyway with my husband in the trails around our house, kind of in a wooded area. And that's how I began my meditation practice. I would pace my breathing to my stride, and that's how I would meditate. That's still in the summertime when we can be outside in Wisconsin. That's my meditation time.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, you know, I think, again, it's a personal practice, and mm-hmm. it's also a personal that we just, you know, there's a lot of fear that runs in us as entrepreneurs. That's not any different from the fear that runs into people that work for companies. I mean, we all have this fear factor, and how we choose to deal with that fear factor is, I think, to the level of success that we're going to feel in our business. And I don't know about you, Bonnie, but that's just been my rule of thumb. Like, the more fear I have, the more I block my success, the more, like, oh my goodness, gratitude I have, and just like joy and just clarity, I just attract like amazing, amazing people.
Laura, I'd love to hear more about some of the maybe challenges that you've had, and maybe some of the lessons you've learned from overcoming those challenges.
Yeah, I think this is where I want to bring in a lot of my students, and this is what life was like for me, Bonnie, is that when I've been in my darkest places around my body image, around my business, it's like I can honestly say that I can, like, look back and say, oh, because I wanted to blame the world, and that mm-hmm. is something that is just so common for people. When people come to me, they really are in a place of, usually, I blame my childhood, I blame my parents, I blame my family, I blame my mother-in-law, I blame my father-in-law, I blame my job, I blame my boss, I blame my paycheck, you know, it's like everything is about the external world. Mm-hmm. And again, bringing it back to us, just having some consciousness about we're a choice, and it's not that you don't have maybe a horrible situation at work, or you're not in a very good home environment, or that you're not in a good, but there is a way. There's a way, and there's a way out. And no matter what it is, whether it's hating your body, there's a way out of that too. Even if you're, you know, living in a food ghetto, there's a way to get access to good food somehow. It's not as easy. I'm very aware of that. I've been around the block way too long to know that where I live in California, and it's just, you know, the access is brilliant, but not everybody has that kind of access. But it doesn't mean that you can't get some decent food in your body. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's growing it, or, you know, taking time every week to make a hour-long drive to get access to better food. I mean, there's usually a way through. And especially in this country. I mean, and if I'm dealing with people in other countries, it's not, you know. But anyway, I just think that there's always a way through, and that we really have to look at the choices that we're making and take responsibility, going back to that, and stop mm-hmm. blaming. And the most, and I always say to my students, it's like, who are you most judgmental about? And it's always comes back to us. Like, we are our worst critics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, self-love and criticism don't really go in together. It's like oil and water, you know, it's just not a match. So it's really every One little simple thing, place to start, is just to be an observer of your thoughts, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. To like really start consciously being an observer of your thoughts and every negative thought. And even if every single sentence that comes out of your mouth is negative, there's a way to just practice being a conscious observer and start even silently just antidoting every one of those messages with cancel, cancel, cancel. Just cancel it out. It's like whatever it is that we're critical about, we can counteract it with a loving thought. It's like, yeah, I might not believe I'm beautiful, but I'm going to tell myself I'm beautiful right now. I might not believe that I'm worthy. I might not believe I have enough, but you know what? Just for this moment, I'm going to believe that I have enough. I have enough. Oh my goodness. No one believes that they're thin enough, they're smart enough, they're pretty enough, they're good enough. No one believes that. But we know that that's a lie. That's part of the ego's mastery. So if we could just believe the truth, then so I have these like fun, loving conversations with myself, and just like, you know, when I'm being really critical or comparing myself to another person who has more than I have, or is whatever the voice wants to say, and that's just like a deadly voice as an entrepreneur, to compare yourself to people that are more successful than you.
Mm-hmm.
You just really focus on the truth, which is I'm where I'm supposed to be. And if I was supposed to be somewhere else, I would be there. And I'm still worthy of love. I can come up with at least five things today that I've done that have moved me forward. And I'm grateful for a myriad of things. I mean, there's just light to look at through all of it. And you can try to convince me till the cows come home that, yeah, but people do have more than me. Yeah, their business is more successful. Yeah, but they have a better body. That may be true for superficial reasons, but that doesn't mean that you're any less than or they're any better than. It just means that those are just some worldly facts, but that doesn't have anything to do with who we are or our souls. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And the whole comparing thing, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I think a lot of people who are on the entrepreneur journey, I mean, it can be kind of a lonely place, you know, because you don't work in a group with a group of people most of the time.
Yeah, there's no water cooler.
Yeah. And you get to feeling like, gosh, it's just me and everybody else is doing better, you know, and it can be, you know, one of those slippery slopes that you just kind of start feeling sorry for yourself, and that gets you nowhere. So at least I like your little tip about, even just for this moment, just right now, I have enough.
Or I'm good enough. Well, that is all we have.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's it. I mean, that in itself is a brilliant practice and something that, you know, mm-hmm. Eckhart Tolle has built an empire on. It's just trying to train people to live in the moment.
Yeah.
Just this moment is all that matters. That's it. Nothing else. The past is over. The future hasn't come. Doesn't mean we can't create in the future. It just means that this is it, right? This moment is all we have to really. And it's just so freeing. When we start to future trip or like berate ourselves about the past, it's like, does it matter this moment? Not right this moment, it doesn't. So I'm going to move to the next moment. Does it matter this moment?
Right.
Like, it just takes us to right now. Right now.
Right.
And right now is where the power is.
Absolutely. You know, I want to hear more about this and what kind of what's next for you and how people can connect with you and all that. We're going to take another short break. And when we come back, I'm really curious. I mean, your book is coming out soon. I want to hear about what's next for Laura. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here with Laura Fenimore tonight. And we're going to be right back.
Writing a book has become the business card of today's successful entrepreneur. The challenge is producing a book that showcases your professionalism and expertise. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners by leveraging the entrepreneur and author coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in using a book to grow a business from the ground up. If you're like most people, you have no idea how to even begin the process of writing a book, much less getting it published. You can shorten your learning curve with Bonnie's individualized coaching and the publishing services she and her team provide. Whether your entrepreneurial challenges are strategic, technological, or you need an accountability partner, you can achieve your dream faster with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your business goals and the book inside of you. Go to BonnieGressel.com, BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I've been here tonight with Laura Fenimore, body image expert, and we've been having a fabulous conversation about all sorts of things. We had a few glitches in the beginning of the show, but it's been a great show since that. So I want to make sure that, you know, Laura, I know that after listening to the show tonight, people are going to want more of you. They're going to want to know about your book, how they can get that, maybe how to connect with you. So what's the best way to do that?
Oh, great. So skinnyfatperfect.com, just as it sounds, skinnyfatperfect.com is the website. And Bonnie, you can attest to the fact that I have a wonderful gift right up front.
You do. I was just going to say something about that. These affirmations are great.
Yeah. And there's the Skinny Fat Perfect Manifesto. That's at skinnyfatperfect.com. And I'm just really, really proud of them. And the book, I do a little video talking about the book, skinnyfatperfect.com. Of course, it's available on Amazon. And it also talks about my services that I provide. So I'm just in a tremendous amount of gratitude that I was invited to be on the show, and I am happy to answer any questions, Laura at skinnyfatperfect.com, if anyone has any questions. But feel free to go and get my free gift.
Great. It's been a fabulous show, and Laura, you've been a great guest and lots of great information. And I hope that people actually will, you know, take time to really go inside, you know, and really ask the big questions of themselves and listen and be present in the moment. So, and thank you for guiding us through that.
Absolutely. I'm happy to read a little poem if you want. That just kind of, it's one of my favorites. It's short.
Okay.
I am responsible for this body and this mind. I am the leader of this community of trillions of cells. I must care for this collective, even if no one else cares. This bundle of talents and challenges, of pains and dreams, wrapped in a single skin, is unique. There never have been and never will be another entity exactly like mine. It's my right to express that fully. And as the Tao says, be silent. Now watch what happens.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Laura. You know, I always like to leave people with a success secret for the week. And so I don't want to miss doing that on the show tonight. So my success secret for the week is to share your message. You know, write that book and grow your business fast. It will be a tremendous help to really get that platform built. And you can help someone. If you can help someone with your message, experiences, your life lessons, writing a book doesn't have to be an overwhelming task. You can repurpose content you already have, break it down into doable chunks, give yourself deadlines, and have a big enough why. I mean, there needs to be a reason for you to go through the process, to want to write the book. And this is the biggest thing that I think. Know who you're writing it for. You know, they say that the average author writes a book for them and then tries to sell it. A best-selling author finds out what people need and want and then writes the book to meet that need. So that's my success secret for this week. share your message. I have another great guest lined up for next Tuesday, and it's going to be another awesome show. I can already tell you that. I'm not going to say who it is because it's a surprise. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. I know everyone's so busy, so I really want these shows to be valuable use of your time. Don't forget to post a comment on the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Facebook page. You can learn more about the free stuff that I have for you at my website, BonnieGressel.com, and share this resource with others. If you know other entrepreneurs on the journey, invite them to join our community. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next Tuesday, virtually at least. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.